Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan submitted his list of cabinet ministers to President Gül for ratification one day after the new president was elected by parliament. Prime Minister Erdogan made few changes from his previous administration, the most notable being the post of foreign minister, which will be given to the US-educated Ali Babacan, a close ally of Mr. Gül, who also has been instrumental in negotiations with the European Union. As he announced his cabinet selections, the Prime Minister promised a new dynamism.
Yeni dönemde de daha çok özgürlük, daha çok refah
Mr. Erdogan
için
promised more reforms to give Turkey greater freedom and greater prosperity. He said that there will be a new dynamism with the government, which has a powerful mandate from the people. Parliamentary approval of the cabinet is considered a virtual certainty. Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party won a landslide in last month's general election. But staunch secularists, especially in the powerful military, remain deeply sceptical of the Prime Minister and the new President because of their political Islamic past. Both men were leading members of an Islamic party which was closed by the courts on charges of undermining the secular state. On the streets of Istanbul, people appeared divided over the new President.
Çoğunluğu AK Parti kazandı. Yani halkın %60'ı.
This man said, the Justice and Development Party won last month's general election, and the people have spoken. He says he is sure Mr. Gül will be a good president and will be a hard-working man. But others are far more cautious.
I don't want him because he can't be a very good president because of his past. He made too many mistakes and I think he will do more.
Political columnist Murat Yetkin said if President Gül honors his commitment to uphold secularism, he expects tensions over his election to dissipate.
If he keeps these promises, especially on secular democratic nature of Turkish Republic, I believe that there should be no tension. And otherwise, there might be some tensions, political tensions in society and in politics.
But in a sign of tensions that may still lie ahead, senior army generals stayed away from Mr. Gül's swearing-in ceremony on Tuesday. Some local media interpreted the snub as a protest against the president. There was no official explanation. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.